Liz Kramer with Mission Network News. U.S. tariffs continue to shape ministry strategies around the world. Daryl Templeton with Mega Voice says partners face ongoing uncertainty as they purchase solar-powered audio Bibles. In late April, one order was taxed at 145%.
For a large order, that could be a couple thousand or $16,000 to $20,000 just in tariffs.
International partners just aren't ready for this kind of unexpected charge.
What we're seeing happen is uncertainty, and because of the uncertainty, some of our partners are holding off or asking to hold off on their orders of audio Bibles.
Pray for creative solutions and that God would give the Mega Voice team wisdom and favor in this effort. More information and prayer points at our website. And when missionary Ed Maxey first set foot in the region of Indonesia where he would be translating scripture, he was closer to death than he knew. Mission Aviation Fellowship's Linda Ringenberg tells the story.
He was so exhausted from the hike that he lay down in the mud. He didn't know that at that time, the Ngalik warriors were hiding and surrounding him because they didn't know who these people were and they were going to kill him. But the fact that he lay down was like a sign of weakness. So they decided they were going to spare his life.
That was over 60 years ago. Today, the Ngalik people have a complete Bible in their heart language, a milestone celebrated at a dedication ceremony earlier this year. Prayer points and more can be found at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.